My life has been measured out in lines, inauthentic and cliched lines of seduction, lines that tire me and test my patience, lines written and spoken, learned from other men, lines that assume that they are so welcomed, that my legs will open, and that my submission will be oh so easy. Lines that assume I have no intelligent thought, that want my body without my mind. You intoxicate me. You're my obsession, my addiction. And nothing, but nothing is more, well, boring. All my life, I've wanted a man who's my equal, who knows my thoughts before I've had them, who relishes in playing with my mind, as well as my tits, who strives for a connection with every part of me, and who treasures everything that I am. And a man who I respect because of the way he respects me. A man who stimulates my mind with the same care that he teases my clit. Who knows when to call me out on my shit and when to enfold me in his arms. And a man who can tame me even as he loves me. A man of confidence, of quiet authority that is so evident it never needs to be declared. A man who I yearn to submit to. I desire a man of power. He doesn't need a title. He doesn't need to have wealth. But when he says something, people listen. His power is exercised not with intimidation or abuse, but with care and respect. And my willingness to obey is not because of coercion, but because I know that he cares. So here I am, confident, but full of self-doubt, composed and professional, but also burning with untamed desire, longing for a matching of minds that finally I find in you. And so I call you, sir, because you see me, you hear me, you know who I am, and you want me. I call you, sir, for your intelligence, and to mark the respect that I have for you, to acknowledge and honor the respect that you have for me, with a deep hope that you will mark me. The authority you exercise over me is not assumed, but earned, wielded through actions, not words, though your words can pierce my soul. Stabs of truth, sweet and painful. The power you hold over me is not based on force. There's no fear, no anxiety, just my devotion, freely given. And you accept my submission to you, not to disarm me, not to gain access to me, but to warm my soul and to fill my heart completely. And even as my heart explodes. My pussy cries for your fingers. You know the frailty behind the confident front, and how your sweet authority soothes the heat of my anxiety. I love how your authority lets me play in my obedience. How you love the jokes I make at your expense, taking delight in my comebacks, proud of my brattiness, egging me on. So confident in yourself that you love it when I best you. Those are the reasons I call you, sir. The reasons why I'm so wet when I hear your voice. The reasons why, when you touch me, I'm undone, completely disarmed, and desperate for you. The void inside me aching to be filled. Every nerve ending straining, every cell quivering, every surface trembling. Your breath on my skin, your spit coating my nipples, your tongue teasing them into strong, hard peaks. I love these sensations. And finally, when you bind me, restrain me, place your hand lovingly but possessively around my throat, I'm safe. Safe in your capture, safe in your restraints and in your care, and in that special place of deepest security, I become your good girl, claimed, owned, and railed. Sir, you are the mind that I crave, the intelligence I desire, and the marking I submit to. And I am that rule that you break, that body that you bend, and that climax that I reach.